Welcome to Montagnana. Before listening to this track, you should go to the top of the high tower that overlooks Castel San Zeno, the principal defensive building of this wonderful walled city. If you're not there yet, pause your MP3 player, go to the tourist office of Porta Padova in the castle, and ask if you can go up. Start listening when you're on the terrace of the tower. You are now 38 meters from the ground, on the tower built following the wishes of Ezzelino da Romano in 1242 to crown the Castel San Zeno. From here, you can understand the uniqueness of this village. The entire town is encircled by 200 meters of fully intact fortified walls, with 24 towers, each rising to 18 meters and strategically positioned so that every point of the moat could be hit by arrows. The moat around the wall is still visible today, but in the Middle Ages it was flooded to stop enemies laying siege to the city. After the tyranny of Ezzelino, Montagnana passed into the hands of the municipality of Padova and then to the signory of the Carraresi. It was Ubertino da Carrara and his descendant, Francesco il Vecchio, who completed the circle of walls. We are in the middle of the 4th century in the full splendor of the signory. The Carraresi were warrior princes, but also patrons. They were responsible for the presence of Petrarch in Padova, and then in Arqua, on the Colli Euganei, where he found protection in the signory. Unfortunately, when the Venetians conquered its territories in 1405, the Carraresi were victims of a real damnatio memoriae, the removal from remembrance, which is why it is difficult to find any symbol relating to them. Many of the commemorative monuments that the Carraresi built were destroyed by the Venetians to erase even the memory of the previous lords in this area, who were particularly loved. The walls of Montagnana, however, were too perfect to be replaced. Just think that the inside wall of this castle had a water-filled moat with a drawbridge on either side. Montagnana, in fact, borders the Scaligeri dominion of Verona, and it was a perfect outpost for armed raids. Very tempting, therefore, for anyone brooding warlike intentions. Now turn off your MP3 player and enjoy yourself exploring the castles and the collection in the Civic Museum. Then go out to the external moat where you can admire the base of this mastio and the southern side of the walls from another perspective. It's really impressive. Outside the walls, on the corner of the street in front of the castle, you'll see the lovely Palazzo Pisani. It was designed by Andrea Palladio for Francesco Pisani in 1553. Turn the recording back on when you're in Piazza Vittorio Emanuele II, in front of the facade of the Duomo. I hope you enjoy your visit.